Hachette Audio presents Ivy Aberdeen's Letter to the World, written by Ashley Herring Blake, read by Chloe Cannon. This one is for me. This is my letter to the world that never wrote to me. Emily Dickinson. Chapter 1. Stormy. A storm was coming, which was perfect. Thunder rumbled through the night, rattling Ivy Aberdeen's bedroom windows and making a beautiful racket. She smiled and counted, only making it to 2 before lightning washed her room white. Ivy didn't know why people colored bolts of lightning yellow in drawings. They were silvery blue and made her think of whispers and magic, the perfect setting for what Ivy was about to do. She adjusted the headlamp around her forehead, the thick elastic band pulling at her hair. On her nightstand, her clock glowed green, the numbers already inching toward the time she had to get up for school. But she had a good hour at least. She rubbed the sleep from her eyes, and the tiny headlamp shined a yellow circle onto the notebook in her lap. She called it a notebook because there wasn't a better word for it. She could call it a journal, but that didn't feel right either. The book was more like a portable, papery hope chest. Mom stored Ivy's great-grandmother's hope chest up here, in the attic, which became Ivy's room a few months ago so the twins could have their own space. It sat at the end of her bed and smelled like cedar and old stuff. Inside, ancient pictures and clothes and knickknacks were tucked away like secrets. There was even an old wedding dress in there, which Ivy thought was...